Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Ever feel like you are walking on edges in certain relationships? Like you just can't seem to get on the same page, even with people you care about most? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. That awkward dance of trying to understand each other, navigate different perspectives, and build genuine connection is a universal struggle. But here's the thing. There's a powerful tool that can help us master this game. It's called self-awareness, and trust me, it's more than just knowing your favorite ice cream flavor. Today, we're diving deep into cultivating self-awareness and how it can seriously level up our relationships. Because when you truly understand yourself, your strengths, weaknesses, triggers, even those weird quirks that make you, well, you everything else starts to fall into place. It's like having a secret superpower for connecting with others on a deep level. Now, self-awareness isn't about becoming some overly analytical robot who dissects every thought and feeling. It's more about developing this inner compass that guides your actions and interactions. Think of it as taking a step back from the chaos of daily life and really checking in with yourself. What are you feeling? Why are you feeling it? How does the situation affect you, personally? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey of self-discovery. 1. Embrace your emotions. First things first, let's ditch the idea that we need to suppress or ignore our feelings. Emotions are like messengers, they're trying to tell us something important. Instead of fighting them, take a moment to acknowledge and understand what each emotion is communicating. Are you feeling anxious? Frustrated? Joyful? Each emotion holds valuable information about your needs, desires, and boundaries. 2. Identify your triggers. We all have those pesky things that set us off certain words, situations, even smells. Recognizing these triggers is crucial because it allows us to manage them effectively. Once you know what pushes your buttons, you can start to develop strategies for navigating those moments with more grace and composure. 3. Practice active listening. It's not just about hearing the words someone says, it's about truly understanding their message, their feelings, intentions, and perspective. When you practice active listening, you show genuine interest and create a space where both parties feel heard and respected. This builds trust and strengthens connections. 4. Communicate authentically. This one is huge. Don't be afraid to express your thoughts and feelings openly and honestly, while also being mindful of how you communicate them. Use as statements instead of blaming language, and focus on expressing your needs and desires rather than attacking someone else's. 5. Seek feedback and learn from others. We can't always see ourselves clearly, that's where the magic of feedback comes in. Ask trusted friends or family members for their honest perspectives on your strengths and areas for growth. Be open to learning from their insights, because sometimes they can shed light on things you might not even be aware of. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super talented artist who's known for being incredibly passionate, which is awesome. But sometimes her intensity can lead to misunderstandings in relationships. One day, during a heated discussion with her partner about an upcoming project, Sarah realizes that she's letting her emotions take over and coming across as quite critical. Instead of shutting down or getting defensive, Sarah takes a deep breath and pauses the conversation. She apologizes for being overly harsh and expresses her need to feel heard and understood. By acknowledging her own emotional triggers and communicating them in a calm and respectful way, Sarah diffuses the situation and builds a stronger connection with her partner. See? Self-awareness isn't just some abstract concept, it's a practical tool that can transform your relationships. So, here's the takeaway. Start by checking in with yourself. What are you feeling? Why are you feeling it? What are your needs and boundaries? The more self-aware you become, the better equipped you'll be to navigate the complexities of relationships with empathy, understanding, and genuine connection. Ready to level up your relationships? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little self-awareness boost. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. It helps others find the Daily Stoic Edge. Until next time, keep staying sharp, stay grounded, and keep those connections strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.